When I first started this podcast, or when I thought of doing it, somebody said, yeah, that'd be a great idea, record the lows as well as the highs. Today's pretty low, so don't expect a shot of inspiration. But it's here anyway. Hey, this is Richard, and welcome to the Pandemic Startup. When I started this podcast, I did it because I thought it was a good way of recording the journey of having started a business full stop and started a business during a pandemic. And actually to kind of inspire people, to inspire people who might want to do something similar, who've been sitting thinking, I'd love to leave the 9-to-5 and start my own business. But I'm too afraid, I don't know what's involved, I don't know what the road ahead looks like. I wish somebody who's done it could explain all those things to me, and then I'd have a better idea. So that was the kind of purpose, really, to record the journey so that I'm a few steps along the road than people just thinking about it. And maybe they sort of look and be inspired and decide to go for it. So there's a lot of positives. There are a lot of really good things about this. And I've talked about them at length. I'll continue to talk about them. You know, I don't have any regrets at all. I very, very rarely wake up and think, I wish I had the big corporate job back. I very rarely wake up and think, I wish I had an hour and a half commute to an office and then an hour and a half commute back. Even though the time on the train was good thinking time, especially in the morning. Evenings, just wanted to be home. But actually, at the moment, today, yesterday, it is just really, really bloody hard. And I'm not in a mood for giving up. I'm not going to quit. Tenacity, resilience are important qualities. But it's also important to, as well as celebrating the highs, to acknowledge the lows. And it is bloody difficult at the moment. I'm working hard. I'm having a modicum of success in that I'm getting lots of people through to want to have a chat on the phone now and to talk about their businesses and ways that I might be able to help them. And I'm sending lots of proposals out. I've got some clients who've come through and said, yeah, do some work for us on various commercial bases. And that's good. But it would be great if more of those proposals turn into actual won work. It's hard putting the effort into those and sending them out. But that's life. You know, that is life. You never win everything that you bid. I think the hardest thing for me, actually, is not so much the startup in the title of the podcast. It's the pandemic bit. It's the lockdown bit. By character, I'm pretty resilient. Things tend not to get to me. Tend not to let things get to me. And I guess that's become a habit over the years. Something I've grown into through various influences. Lots of things in life have made me that kind of a person. I don't give up too easily. But I think because of that, things don't have an impact. And that's good in that, you know, I'm not knocked off centre when something goes on around me in my personal life or goes on around me in the world around. But what that does mean is it builds up. And I think some people will see, you know, let's go back to March. There's a lockdown, there's a pandemic. My reaction is, shit, that's big news, but we'll cope with it. You know, whatever we need to do, we'll do day to day and we'll cope with it because I'm the strong one, in inverted commas. I'm the practical one in our family. I'm the one that knows how to cope, the one that people lean on and rely on. And that means trying to stay strong even when you don't feel it. And then I think that means that you just stop feeling sometimes. And that events happen in the world around you. They are having an impact on you. But you've taught yourself, or I've taught myself, not to feel that day on day. To be practical, to be pragmatic, to be the solid one, to just get on with it. And a lot of months have gone on now. And a lot of months have gone on now, and I'm finding, especially this last week, that getting up in the morning and getting revved up and starting is bloody hard. You know, I do get to do what it is that I want to do. I do celebrate that I get to do this. I've always got something to be grateful for in my journal every day. But it's really hard revving up to that in the morning. And I don't know what the answer is. I honestly don't know what the answer is, other than to have a corner of the internet or a journal or both where I can just blow off a bit of steam and say, it's, yeah, I'm lucky to be doing this. I mean, I can't even just say that I'm struggling. I have to say, I'm lucky. This is good in many ways. It is. I have to caveat it that it's positive before I can acknowledge that there's a struggle. I don't know if this is going to help anybody. I don't know if this is going to help me. As I'm saying this, I'm wondering whether to put it out and thinking, no, I will. It's important to record the lows as well as the highs. And I'm sure it'll pass. I don't know what I need to do in order to make it pass more easily or in order to get through it. More coffee is probably an answer. Certainly tiring in the morning. Getting up early to give my son a lift to his apprenticeship. And I'm not complaining. You know, I'm not complaining and saying I wish that this were otherwise. I wish that I had a full-time job again. I don't. I don't want to be at the beck and call of another organisation and another management team 5 days a week in the way that I used to be. I get to choose my own path. Yeah, I'm a lucky guy, but that path's bloody hard and rocky and very steep at the moment. That path's one where you take a step forward and your feet slip on loose rocks and you slide back a bit. The path's one where you sit down for a rest and you don't want to stand back up again and keep walking uphill, because at the moment it is an uphill walk. And I think if I'm honest, for the last 6 months of doing this, for the last whatever it is, 10 months of lockdown, 9 months, however long it's been since we first went off work and went into a lockdown situation the last time, it's been a long, slow, relentless uphill. When I've stopped to look at the view on that uphill walk, it's been nice, but there's no denying walking uphill for a long time is hard. And it's much harder on days when, metaphorically speaking, the weather's a bit crap, and perhaps that's what it is at the moment. I can speak philosophically for a moment. And it'll pass. It'll pass. There'll be sunnier days. I know that there will. Even if I'm still walking uphill, there'll be sunnier days when the view's much better and the walking's slightly easier, or I'm full of more energy. But I did pledge that I would record the lows as well as the highs, and so today's a bit of a low. I think if you dialed into this podcast or downloaded it or whatever people do, what's the correct verb? Expecting a shot in the arm of inspiration, you probably haven't got one today, because I need one. But what you have had is the raw unvarnished truth of what it's like starting your own business when things are going a little bit pear-shaped around you. And I know that through the struggle I'm growing. I know that I'll look back and go, yep, those hard times are when I grew into whoever it is I am in a year or 5 years. But at the moment I'm in those times, and that's difficult. So I'd ask you not to judge. I'd ask you to maybe look at areas of your life where you feel the same, and admit that to yourself, because it's the admitting it that I think I find hardest to do. And even if it's just ranting to a podcast, maybe tell someone as well. But hey, I'm going to leave it there. I hope you enjoy a great day. I'm going to crack on with another coffee and get on with some work, and just keep going. Just keep going, because that's all you can do. You guys have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.